Larry Nassar pleads guilty in Lansing, Michigan, of sexual assault, facing at least 25 years in prison. He says he prays every day for forgiveness.
I want them to heal. I want this community to heal. I have no animosity towards anyone. I just want healing. It's time.
Nassar was a doctor for USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University. This case involves seven girls. There are other cases pending and lawsuits filed by 125 accusers. A North Korean shot five times by other soldiers running across the border to South Korea last week has woken up after several surgeries.
They discovered he was riddled with parasites, evidence of the terrible living conditions and poor nutrition in North Korea's military. But his doctors say he is now awake, he is now talking, and he's watching American movies.
And listening to South Korean pop music, reports Fox's Benjamin Hall. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your updated holiday week forecast for today. Big travel day. Should be a great day with lots of sunshine, high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a mostly sunny, cool holiday, but a nice day with a high temperature in the lower 60s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Black Friday, more sunshine, comfortable, high 65, good shopping weather. Iron Bowl Saturday, highs in the upper 60s, mostly sunny. How about a kickoff temperature in Auburn, right around 65 on Saturday. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes all the time. 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Tuskegee man, Orlando Marquise Sims, age 19. He's been arrested and charged with two counts of first-degree sodomy. It is believed after an investigation that he sexually assaulted the victim, who was under the age of 12. Sims was a family acquaintance of the victim's. A Eufaula police officer has been placed on leave after being arrested. Officer Dora Bishop was busted for possession of marijuana, second degree. She'd been an officer with Eufaula for 13 months before getting into the Mary Jane. And Montgomery Public Schools reported five burglaries at Brubaker Primary and Brubaker Intermediate School between Halloween and the 5th of November. Montgomery police have arrested LaQuentin Grice. He's charged with all five burglaries. Grice was foiled by an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson. You know, last November, I believe God gave America another chance with the election of Donald J. Trump. But he now needs the presence and leadership of Judge Roy Moore to make America great again. And that's why I'm asking my friends in Alabama to elect Judge Roy Moore to the United States Senate. Judge Moore is a man of proven character and integrity, and he has served Alabama and this country very, very well. I've known him for over 15 years, but recently I've been dismayed and troubled about the way he and his wife Kayla have been personally attacked by the Washington establishment. Judge Moore has stood for our religious liberty and for the sanctity of marriage when it seemed like the entire world was against him. I hope you'll vote for Judge Roy Moore for United States Senate.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent, people who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, proud hiring partner of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Too slow, and this is what you come in.
Well, your song was it opened slow, not like slow in tempo, but slow in build and volume. I mean, it started real slow.
Now, Mr. Producer, you just put on the song I tell you to put on. You understand?
Yes, Mr. 84, sir. I don't think you know how this works.
I told you to fast forward the dadgum thing to the good part.
I don't think you know how this works. I sit on this side for a reason.
I'm still learning.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 52 of the fastest minutes in radio coming right at you. Because we only have 52 minutes left before we have to turn this thing over to Dan Morris. Actually, 52 minutes and 10 seconds. So if you want to take advantage of that little tiny bit of time, you better get in now at 272-9228. Jack Campbell is out. The luxurious 84 is in.
How you doing?
And,
or as John DeVoe would call me, Jack.
Yeah. That's a good point. How you guys doing? I haven't listened to your show in 10 years, but I do like to call occasionally. That's John DeVoe. And I know I'm not hurting his feelings because he's not listening.
I'm surprised he didn't call me John Hanson. How's Byron doing?
Yeah. Is Byron still in there? Is he who answered the phone over there? No, John, not in 18 months. He hasn't been the one answering the phone. Let's do this. Let's head to the phones at 272-9228. There is really no topic today. If you're just tuning in during the third hour, this is the third hour of News and Views. It is News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. There really are no rules on a day like today. It's the day before a holiday. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving. You know, try not to be Charles Hollis about it and start attacking people, but if you want to call and talk about whatever's on your mind, knock yourself out. Sandy. Did you say your name was Sandy? I had a hard time hearing you.
No,
Candy.
Candy?
Candy. Yeah, you know, like peppermint candy.
Okay, Candy. Hey, am I on Bluetooth or speakerphone by chance, Candy?
Yeah.
Can you do something about that?
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you time. We'll give you just a second.
It's real hard to hear you.
We'll play a sound effect while you do it.
No, I've already done it.
Oh, there okay, you good. Go. There we go. How about it? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm for Roy Moore.
Okay, good. What?
Me too.
And Doug Jones, he can just go fly a kite or something.
Fly a kite. I'll let him know. The Moore campaign contacted me yesterday. They want to put somebody on, but I didn't recognize the name of the person they wanted to put on. I kind of wanted the old judge himself. He was a lot easier to access a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I also wanted to say Roll Tide.
Oh, RTR. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. You going to watch the game?
I'm going to watch it, but we'll be rooting for different teams.
Ah, no.
Oh, I'm an educated man, Sandy. Or Candy. I'm sorry.
I will. Yeah. It'll be all right.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But Roll Tide anyway. We love you.
Well, we love you, and that's why I say Roll Tide. How about it?
In spite of that.
Yeah. How about that?
All right. Yes. We'll talk to you later.
Certainly.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, Candy.
Our number, if you want to get in, maybe give out a Roll Tide or a Big War Eagle.
Why would you want to do that? Now, War Eagle, I can handle that.
I can say it. I don't care. I don't mind. I'm not too particular about it.
I can't.
You can't even let the words come through your mouth?
Nope.
Are you serious? Pfeiffer to give you a $20
bill. No, I'm Clay,
bill.
And please quit calling me serious.
If I offered to give you $20, you wouldn't let out a big Roll Tide.
Dude, you give me 10 cents, I'd be over here. Roll Tide, roll!
Now I owe you 10 cents. Fred.
I thought I was going to have to follow John DeVoe, but I got the pleasure of following Tammy. Woo! Anyway, I'm going to make this real quick.
Thanksgiving holiday brings out the good calls.
I had to do this because yesterday y'all were talking about cats.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make it brief. I had a Siamese in my Volkswagen Squareback, which I loved. And, you know, the engine's in the back. So I go to the lady's house I was going to try to hit on, and that didn't work. So I grabbed her cat, and so I had my Siamese cat and her Siamese cat in my Volkswagen Squareback. Okay, it wasn't about 50 yards before they're all over my hair. They're scratching me. They're jumping up. They're fighting. So, you know those big, thick, three-quarter-inch wires, I guess is the right word, that support telephone poles?
Oh, yeah. Guy wires.
Not guy. That drives me crazy when people call them guide wires.
Guys.
You guy something.
Yeah.
That is a guy term. Like a G-U-Y. Okay,
yes.
Anyway.
Everybody's figured it out. Let's go.
So you know, I'm freaking out. The cats are all over my head. They're scratching. They're fighting. So I just pull the Volkswagen accidentally into the guide wire. And the engine's in the back, so that wire came all the way to the front and was standing at my windshield as I'm stuck halfway in the road and halfway on the grass and can't move. So I grabbed her cat, because it was only about 50 yards from where I picked the cat up before they started going nuts. So I picked the cat up, knocked on the door. They looked at me funny, and I just threw their cat into their home, go back to my car and clean it out. I was young then, and kind of, you know, present myself as best I could because I was stuck. And a police officer came, and thank goodness there was a crack in the windshield right about where my forehead hit the windshield. And so he said, yeah, you seem a little dizzy. And I'm going, yeah, I'm a little dizzy. You know, it was
from the crack that you the blow you took to the head.
The crack on the windshield right where my head hit it, I guess, gave me the right to act a little dizzy. And so they called tow, and the policeman got me and my Siamese cat and took me home. And that's a pretty cool story.
That's a great story, Fred.
Now, Fred, here's my one question. What possessed you to steal the woman's cat?
Well, no, I didn't steal it. I knocked on the door. They were going to breed because they were both pure Siamese cats. But I really wanted to go hit on the
I missed that part of the
mama.
Story.
The girl, the friend was my age, but I liked her mom.
Okay. Now the story's coming into focus.
I was going to receive her cat and hopefully receive whatever else.
But let's just keep it clean here. It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. On a
for
holiday,
sure. But you know what?
Yes. We all know, Fred. We all know.
So anyway, I thought things were bad until I got the two cats in my Volkswagen Squareback. And that guide wire was right up about 8 inches from my head.
Yeah.
And but I didn't get any trouble, and I got good money back on the insurance. But that's a story worth telling yesterday, because we were talking about cats all day yesterday.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, all right.
A word from Country Living. The breeding process of cats is not pleasant.
It is not pretty to watch.
Young child of mine comes up and says, Daddy, why are those cats fighting?
Yeah.
I said, Baby, they're not fighting. He says, It sure sounds like it. And I said, Yeah, it does, but that's not what's going on.
Why is that boy cat digging his claws into the girl cat?
It is violent.
It is a violent sport. It is not for the faint of heart to watch. And I would not want it in the back of a square Volkswagen.
That would be... That was a good story. Like, now
you appreciate it.
I thought he just stole the gal's cat. He's like, oh, I wanted to hit on her, so I stole her cat.
Sally.
Hi. Did you ever think you would be talking about mating cats and mating people?
Not when I woke up this morning.
Jeez. 84, how are you, my love?
I have a way of just running the show slam off the rails.
That is true.
Sally.
So that's the way you are all the time.
Yeah, I can run anything off the rails.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, please don't think I'm stupid, but here's the thing. I try to listen to the news. I try to listen to you guys as much as I can, but I'm not 100% sure what's happening about the Roy Moore stuff, if he's been declared innocent or if there's no charges or anything, because I haven't heard anything about that.
There are no charges, nor will there be charges. That's not the way the world works.
You can't be declared innocent.
Yeah, and justice does not move that quickly. Particularly when the statute of limitations is long run on most of all of these claims. So here's the situation. You will have people, more defenders, saying, well, he's innocent until declared, or he's presumed innocent until guilty, found guilty. Well, if you can't be found guilty, then, innocent does not mean, that public can't judge you certain ways. You can be innocent of any crime and still be a bad dude. You could be rude. You could be a jerk. You could slam doors in people's faces. You could say foul things to people on the side of the road. You're not guilty of anything, but that doesn't mean people like you. People might still think you could be a party interrupter, a party pooper. It's all manners of reasons why people might not like you. And they might not vote for you because of those reasons. And this is the big problem Roy Moore supporters are getting in. I'm probably going to vote for Roy Moore. I mean,
if something doesn't change, I'm voting for Roy Moore.
I can't declare that I am right now because the election's 3 weeks away, and I don't know what the hell's going to break between now and then.
Yeah.
This has been the wildest last 10, 11 days of my life. But it's... I'm probably going to vote for him because nothing he's alleged to have done, credibly, to me, rises to the level of putting a communist in there to fight the Donald Trump agenda every step of the way. My guess is the United States Senate's probably going to try to take him out when he gets there anyway, and he's going to have an old new battle on his hands. And if they do take him out, Kay Ivey's going to get the appointment, and we're still going to have a Republican. I just don't see the upside into putting a communist like Doug Jones into office. I don't see it. Will Roy Moore embarrass Alabama? Yeah, probably. I mean, he says and does some quirky things. The worst thing he ever did was put that stupid Woody get-up on and go pull a gun out of his pocket. Because I know he didn't know there were going to be sex scandals breaking when he did that. But the moment he did that, now that's the B-roll they use at all times when they're talking about Roy Moore. They use him with that stupid hat, that stupid vest, that stupid belt buckle, and that stupid gun pulling out of his
pocket.
They
don't show his steel photo as not him in his robe.
No, it's him looking like Woody from Toy Story, and it looks ridiculous. And I can't, whatever campaign advisor recommended he put that on should be shot and killed. Dragged out to the back of the dumpster he allegedly tried to sexually assault somebody in front of, and shot and killed.
I don't think that they told him to do it. I think he does whatever he wants to do.
Well, I think you may have hit something on the head there, Sally.
But anyway, I don't know whether he did it or not. I know there's enough smoke that he probably was at least creeping around on teenagers when he was in his 30s. That's where I stand right now. I believe that. And while creepy, not disqualifying. In my opinion.
And the thing is, those ladies that made those allegations, they never said he did anything to them. He never touched them.
They were just creeping around them.
The ones he asked out on dates, if all stories are true, I mean, you've only got the two different ones. One is obviously made up.
Yeah.
Yearbook woman.
Yeah.
and then the 14-year, I don't know what to believe about that.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe about
it. I
really
don't.
And I can't make that guilt or innocence determination between now and the election, so I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens afterwards. Hey, good call. Good call. I still think it's hurt him, and I don't know that he's going to survive.
I think he will.
Was
enough time between the allegations. You got Auburn Alabama football game this weekend. That's 2 weeks of that, and SEC championship next weekend. Everybody in the state's going to be looking at that. So
we'll be back
one way or the other.
20 after, 84 and Barron. More after this. Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment's pleasure? Can I believe the magic of your
and talk without the static? The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Your home, your community. It's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as
local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Dale Johnson here with House Studs. Listen, join us every Saturday morning. We've got a great show. It's going to be a lot of good information. We're going to talk from roofing to foundation to basements, crawl spaces, whatever's affecting your home. So if you need answers, call the show. Dale with House Studs and Bobby T, our DIY guy, every Saturday morning.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
This is the moment we've been training for. This is why we got into this business in the first place. To give our customers the service and satisfaction they've only dreamt of. This is our iron bowl. And thanks to Thompson Cat, we've got the iron to succeed. We've got the excavators to dig deep, dozers to move dirt, and loaders to do the heavy lifting. This job site's not gonna know what hit it. You put in the practice. Now go out there and get the job done right.
Thompson Cat is a proud sponsor of Auburn and Alabama football. Good luck to both teams at the Iron Bowl. We're also proud to support Small Business Saturday. Check out the Thompson Cat rental store today and get the tools your small business needs. Choose from a full line of new and used equipment ready to rent, buy, or lease. Thompson Cat, we've got what it takes.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. You better believe it. The clock is running down. We're in the final weeks and days of Marguerite's moving sale at the Cornerstone location. Everything goes. Marguerite said sell it all. She means business. We have still got to sell it all. You can lay away till Christmas. Diamonds, 55% off. All jewelry, 50% or more off. Estate jewelry is 80% off. Watches, 60%. Vaughn and Taylor Rhodes, the Cornerstone shop. Marguerite's, come see us for the moving sale.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
back into News and Views, 27 minutes after 11. The late Tom Petty. I hate saying that. One of his great songs off the Wildflowers album, House in the Woods. All right, I got to do this real quick. I got to tell you about my friends over at Mattress Firm. Because there are too many of you who right now are in the, you're in the market for a mattress. You don't know when you're going to need to get a mattress, but you're in the market for a mattress. And right now you think, well, I got to go get a mattress, and then I got to get the base, and I got to, you know, I want one of those adjustable bases, but they cost $1,198.
Got to borrow somebody's pickup truck to get it home. Then what do? You got a used bed. Well, you going to sit it out by the road? The city's not going to pick it up. You got to get it to the weekend trash haul office. A dang hassle.
Mattress Firm takes care of everything you just described. And
oh,
I describe.
Come on now.
Yes, they do. Free adjustable base right now through the weekend with a purchase. So if you go in on a Wednesday, today, you go in today, and you ask for a Mattress Firm mattress, $500 or more, you're going to get a free adjustable base of $1,198. That's the value. They'll just throw it in for free. Now, on top of that, they're going to give you next day delivery, and they'll haul your old stuff away. Now, I don't know about next day if you buy it today because of Thanksgiving and all that. They may be able to make it today. They may be Friday, whatever. But trust me. You're going to want to take advantage of this sale. You're not going to want to dilly-dally around until mid-December and then say, oh, I want one of those free adjustable bases. They'll say, uh-uh, you snoozed, you loosed. That's how they would say it. You snoozed, you loosed. Go back in time. Go get you a DeLorean, go 88 miles an hour, and then maybe, you'll be able to get a mattress from Mattress Firm and an adjustable base. Well, you won't be able to do that. You don't have a flux capacitor. You don't have 1.21 gigawatts. Go today. Don't sit around and miss this sale. Free adjustable bases. Giving them out like crazy at Mattress Firm. Herman.
Hey, I just want to say I'm for Roy Moore and War Eagle.
Man, that's my kind of man right there.
Hey, was John DeVoe on about 15 minutes ago?
He was on, yeah, at some point today.
He called into a radio show. I'm not sure he knew which one he called, but he called in.
I stepped away from the radio. I hate I missed him.
Yeah, I know you do.
That sucks. Yeah. Now, if it helps people's feelings out there, think about voting for Roy Moore as a vote against Doug Jones, who, in my mind, believes in killing babies with his extremist views on abortion.
Yeah.
You got to justify your vote somehow.
Well, to me, it's a five. He fails the five-factor test. He fails on immigration. He fails on trade. He fails on abortion. He fails on judicial nominees, and he fails on tax cuts.
Yeah.
So why am I going to vote for this guy?
I agree.
You know.
Oh, and let me tell you that eggplant parmesan at MTK. Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
Oh my word!
Tell me all about it, Herman.
Oh my God!
That's good, isn't it? It's good. It's one of the finest dishes I've ever had. It may be my favorite dish available in the city of Montgomery. And prior to that, it was the shrimp a la mode at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. But that's now stepped into 1A status. Yeah. What did you pair it with? Did you get a beer or wine or iced tea?
I just ate lunch there. That's all I had.
Oh, okay.
Diet Coke.
There you go. Well, hey, that's what you paired it with. You paired it with a Diet Coke. So, Diet Coke pairs nicely with everything. Yeah.
More Mayhaw jelly, less Roy Moore.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Herman.
I'm right there with you. Appreciate it. You know, I went and got some of that Mayhaw jelly.
It's good.
It's actually pretty daggum good.
Hey, you know what else he's got down there? Huh. I saw, and I started to get some. I'm going to get Sarah to buy it, though, because she works there, so she can get her discount. They, Baron Coleman, have got moonshine jelly. Never heard of such. Have no clue what's
Hush
in it or
mouth.
What it tastes like, but
it's just corn jelly.
So I have no clue.
Oh, you make me. I'm gonna play Bootleggers Boy coming out of the next break. Now that you're talking about moonshine, Lori.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Lori.
How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Much better.
Good. You sound so much better.
Oh man, I thought I was gonna die.
You feel like you had an elephant sitting on your chest.
Yeah. It was terrible. I didn't think you got it unless you smoked, but that's not true. But I just had something to say, guys. My son reminded me yesterday. He came by and saw me and reminded me about something we used to do when they were young, and I was a lot younger and could do it. And it will entertain kids, and it's a cheap way after Thanksgiving. the lunch so Grandpa can kick back in the Lazy Boy. But we used to buy a wiffle ball set, you know, the ball and the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Put the kids out in the backyard. Some of the adults will play. My son's 21. He's the youngest. And he still plays. But it's just a cheap way, and, it, you know, when nobody will get hurt. And I just thought for all of y'all that have a bunch of kids and big families, you know, we don't. But,
well,
you know,
see,
it's just a cheap way to entertain them.
Now, Laurie, the don't get hurt part, see, you obviously have never, ever been to a wiffle ball game at the Sharp household.
Oh.
We can get injured playing badminton.
Oh, well, don't hit anybody with the bat. I mean, it's plastic, but...
At some point, when you get all of our children together, an argument will erupt, somebody will be holding that bat.
We get into Monopoly battles.
It will be an injury, I assure you.
I've seen people take paper money and cut their siblings with it.
Well, don't argue over it, but I mean, I just thought it would be a good idea, and some people might want to do that. It's a cheap. You used to get them for about $2. So I just thought I'd tell y'all that. That used to be a kind of a tradition, you know, for all the kids and some of the big kids and some of the adults. So, you know, run some of that food off. But I hope you both have a wonderful Thanksgiving and Roll Tide. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you're really outnumbered now, yeah. Laurie.
We just
brought a third War Eagler in here.
Oh, yeah, War Eagle.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
But I've been a lifelong...
Right. Dumper, Baron.
She's gone, ladies and gentlemen. We're not putting up with that. Wendell, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little hoarse.
Yeah, you are. What happened?
Sleep
with a fan on?
No, my mother had an accident over last weekend, fell and broke her rib.
I saw that. How's she
and
doing?
I had to take her to the emergency room at Michael Jackson Hospital.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think I picked up a bug down there, but I'm
easy to do at a hospital.
Well, I'm over it now. It's just
not a lot of healthy people go to the hospital.
Yeah, there's no fever now, no nothing. You know, I just got the nasty throat. But
see what he's saying? He's bringing a sickness in here. And he's trying to act like it's not a big deal.
No, it really shouldn't be now. Uh-huh. But I had something really funny I wanted to tell you.
Come on,
keeping with you know what's been going on today. Summertime, many, many years ago, I think this was like 1978-ish,
mm-hmm.
maybe 9, went down to Arthur Alexander's house on Avondale over in the old neighborhood, and middle of summer, late at night, and we watched Phantasm on HBO. I don't know if you've ever seen Phantasm.
No, you're looking at two blank stares.
Okay, this is a horrific movie. Body snatchers, gory stuff.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, oh, it's a great movie, though. Great movie. Right. They got the flying balls in the movie. These big gold balls that fly, and they, like, stick on your head, and a drill comes out and pumps your brain out on the floor. I mean, this is a really incredible
movie. Like a wonderful holiday movie.
Yeah. Well,
gather around, children. Gather around.
No.
Daddy's going to put on a delightful holiday song.
This is like the middle of summer, and, you know, we're like scare-festing, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's late at night. It's about like 12:30 when the movie's over. And it was a long way up to my house. And I said, Arthur, you drive me to the house? And he goes, yeah, we'll run you up to your house, man. No problem. And we were all kind of gitchy from the movie, you know, like scared the pants off of us. So we pile in his Camaro, windows down, you know, sitting in the driveway, and back out and start down Avondale. And just as we pulled, he got the car and, you know, drive, and we started forward, something at my feet went, and I went, oh, dear sweet Jesus. And whatever it was grabbed my chest and started just digging in, and I just flipped out. And I went, oh my God. And I just grabbed it and shoved it forward. This ball of fur flies into the dash. And
just another cat mating story.
Going back and to the two, story. And the two in front that are John and his brother sitting in the front seat both went, oh my God. And this ball of fur gets Arthur, you know, he's driving, and it just gets all up in his face, and it's just going, And I just see claws, and I suddenly realize it's a cat, and I start screaming, cat, cat, cat. Well, Arthur is like totally discombobulated, foot hits the accelerator. We go off to the right, up in a yard, through a second yard, take out a bird bath. He gets the car back out onto the road. The cat jumps on his brother in the passenger seat, and I just see it over the top of his head, and the cat is just like chewing on John's ear. Just, ah, ah. And he finally pulls it off of himself and throws it out the window.
And is this like a feral cat?
I don't know where the damn thing came from. It was in the car apparently resting, you know, while we were inside, and we came out and surprised it, and it hunched down under the seat, and then it decided it wanted out. So
this is the most Alabama story I've ever heard.
The car stops, and Arthur's house, right, just like three houses down is the turn where you go right to my house. He pulls into that intersection, just stops, flips on the dome light and all, and I've got blood on my shirt. You know, John's ear is like bleeding down his neck, and Arthur is just scratched all in the face, and blue lights come on. And there were a couple of motorcycle cops sitting kind of up in this little cul-de-sac-y thing that's right there at that corner. And they come running over and they go, "You guys okay?" And we're like, "We think so, we think so." And we're bloody, and they start laughing. And they go, "Well, we knew you guys weren't drunk or anything." He said, "We kind of saw the last part of it and saw the cat come flying out the window." And he goes, we heard the commotion. And we just wanted to make sure you guys are all right. We're like, yeah. He goes, "You're going to need to go back there, though, knock on those folks' door and take care of that bird bath you took out." And so we had to go back to the door. And you should have seen these people's eyes when they opened the door and Arthur standing there with a bloody face. And they're like, "Oh, my God." And they're like, no, I took out your bird bath. And so that's my cat story.
I kept waiting for the end of that story to be the Aristocrats.
No, it was a bloody mess. And I have never, that, I mean, we laughed about that for 100 years. I mean, ever since it happened.
Yeah.
But we were already like juiced up from watching this movie.
Yeah.
And boy, when that cat jumped out, I didn't know what it was. I for the life of me, I thought one of the things in the movie had grabbed me. I didn't know what the heck was going on.
Fixing to suck your brains out.
It took me a second to kind of realize what was going on, and I suddenly realized it was a cat. But for about, you know, it seemed to me like a long time. It was probably 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But for about 10 seconds, I was bewitched, bewildered, and freaking. And but that's like my cat story. So
I'm glad you told me the cat story. This is now two cat stories I've gotten during the 11 o'clock hour.
And they weren't even about big cats either. That's what's amazing.
Now we're going to have to ban small cats too. All felines.
That cat that was in that car is probably still running. It's probably out to Arizona by now, you know, still headed for the coast.
All right, this song is in honor of the Moonshine Jelly at Sweet Creek. Little bootlegger's boy, Old Crow Medicine Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day, whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call the friendly folks at Lou Quire for a high-efficiency carrier system. Right now, purchase a new carrier system with 0% financing up to 36 months. By upgrading to a new energy-efficient system, you can reduce your utility bill, which will help offset the cost of a new system. And, as always, get the benefit of Lou Quire's tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Not ready to replace your system? Call Lou Quire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. With over 34 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. At Lou Quire, you don't have to give up on quality to save on a new heating and cooling system. Act fast to take advantage of these limited-time offers. Turn to the experts at Lou Quire for Carrier. Call us or visit acbyluquire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
License number 84417.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your updated holiday week forecast for today. Big travel day. Should be a great day with lots of sunshine, high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a mostly sunny, cool holiday, but a nice day with a high temperature in the lower 60s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Black Friday, more sunshine, comfortable, high 65, good shopping weather. Iron Bowl Saturday, highs in the upper 60s, mostly sunny. How about a kickoff temperature in Auburn right around 65 on Saturday? Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes all the time. 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The hour. Got a few minutes left if you want to get in. Got 84 in the studio. Dan Morris waiting in the wings, warming up his pipes, cracking his knuckles, doing a few trunk twists. You know how it is. They get ready to step up to the plate here, taking a few practice cuts.
Now he's doing jumping jacks.
Well, stop with the toe touches, or at least turn around and face us when you do it. Our number, if you want to get it, 272-9228, 272-9228. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen want to serve you some delicacies. Remember, Herman called moments ago. Herman called moments ago and said, you know what?
Hey,
you weren't lying about that eggplant parmesan.
And I like Herman. I put it off trying it, and that is one of the most amazing dishes I've had.
It is a fantastic, fantastic
dish. Just period.
Dish.
Not just Italian dishes, just no. Period.
It may be the best dish available in Montgomery right now. The eggplant parmesan, second to none. Absolutely phenomenal. You're not going to want to miss that. The special this week, they got the sausage with the,
artichokes.
Artichokes and spinach, and it's in a red sauce. It's on bow tie pasta, fresh shaved parmesan on that bad boy. There are two locations right here in the River Region to get those dishes and award-winning pizza, some of your favorite pasta delicacies that Italian food has to offer, some of the great appetizers of all time. Get the focaccia appetizer with the herbed goat cheese and the Kalamata tapenade, the half head roasted, actually it's pretty much a whole head, of roasted garlic. My friends. Midtown Pizza Kitchen serving up all that and more. And it's Wednesday, which means it's Wine Down Wednesday.
Half price wine
open to close. So you can go get your...
Get your drink on.
Yeah, you can go.
Get ready for all this.
You can go live like Kathy Lee Griffin for the afternoon.
The fam damley's coming in, so you might as well be ready when
might
they
get
there tonight.
Might as well go get hammered. Randall.
Hey, I ain't really get to say thank y'all for everything y'all done, man. 84, you too, bro. I'm thankful to even know y'all and Bo, man. We going to get together. I hope it's a day. Man, y'all, it's amazing. These past 3 years been good, especially, I don't know, about a couple of days before that stuff went off in Las Vegas for that man did that. A lot of things changed over on this side of town, so I'm a little thankful myself today. So thank y'all, and man, y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving. You too, Mr. Dan, enjoy. Y'all have a good one now. And I'll see y'all next Friday. Y'all going to be here Friday? I'm sure to goodness they are, aren't you?
Dan Morris will be here Friday.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, I guess we had good replays, though. All right.
Oh, it'll be dynamite. Best of.
Yeah, it's all 84. Dynamite.
It's all 84. That's
the 84 edition of News and Views.
Man, that would be an awesome day.
Nobody's listening anyhow. I can't run anybody off.
No, I'm saying if you and Bo would come do Friday show, you and 84 and Bo, man, what kind of day would we have?
Yeah.
We can show.
Make all the last day.
Yeah, wouldn't it, though? All right, boy. We'll see y'all.
All right, Randall.
272-9228 is our number. Got about 10 minutes left. I can't remember your name. I'm sorry.
Maggie.
I know it's only been like 20 seconds, but that's how my mind works these days.
That's all right. I have a cat and a turkey story together.
Oh, well, come on. Let's do it.
The
perfect day.
I can't remember whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas. I was a... elder teenager, and my mom always set up and did a lot of cooking. I come from a large family, and so she would always set up. So that night, the turkey was still in the oven. My sister and I said, "You go ahead and go to bed, Mom. We'll watch this turkey." And usually, she'd cover it and put it out in the car because the refrigerator was so full. So we couldn't. We'd have to put it, in the back seat of the vehicle. So anyway, we did that. It was pitch dark outside. So we didn't pay any attention to that there was a little bit of the window open. We had no idea. And that was like a 22, 23-pound turkey. And all of a sudden...
Oh, no.
I woke up the next morning.
Oh, no.
And... I kept hearing my dad say, "I just can't believe this. I can't believe even what I have raised. I just can't believe this." And I heard him talking like this, and I thought, somehow I have the feeling I'm involved in this. And yes, I wasn't the type to get myself in trouble all the time. My sister, that's right older than I was, she was always the one to do it, not me. And I was the good girl. But I want you to know, when that happened, I finally got up and I thought, well, I've got to face the music sometime today. I'm sure I'm involved. So I got up and I went out there. I mean, I could hear him talk loud. And I said, "What's going on?" "Go out to the car and look." That, I opened the door. That was the prettiest skeleton. There wasn't one bone broken.
Jeez, but
that's it. Lit and eaten clean. The cleanest skeleton you've ever seen in your life. Not one ounce of juice, not one ounce of meat was on that. That was the prettiest skeleton you've ever seen. And it was like a nightmare. My dad, went out there to look at the turkey, he said, "Well, it's a good thing we got him or we wouldn't have any meat this holiday." That was his word. "It's a good thing we have the ham or we wouldn't have any meat this holiday," because the turkey was all eaten.
Well,
if you would have seen that, you would have been astonished. It was so, I couldn't believe it. I just stood there and looked at it. When I went back in, I didn't have a word to say. I couldn't say anything, except I felt so bad. I thought, silly, you were in such a hurry to get back in the house, you know, to get back inside. You didn't know what you did. So that's my cat turkey story. But we had cats that we fought all the time, you know, where we lived in Oklahoma. And I mean, they were bad. My dad was always hollering at them about tearing out the trash, you know. And so anyway,
Maggie, I can't thank you enough for calling and sharing that great story. Thank you.
That's good stuff.
Thank you so much. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Gino?
Yes, two things. If you ever, John Walker and John DeVoe, if you can ever hear him sing the national anthem a cappella, you will be blessed.
I've heard it. I've asked him to do it on air multiple times. He does a good job.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, then.
But he starts at the bridge. He doesn't start at the beginning. All I've heard is like the last three lines.
What is the most dangerous thing to do in the kitchen?
Fry bacon naked.
Don't fry bacon in the nude.
I'd say, yep. You've already told that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I'll repeat.
Oh, you started the replays early, Baron.
I just wanted to remind everyone.
Everything that guy just says, bull. Thank you.
Our number, I'm not going to give you the number anymore because I want to tell you about my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. I was there yesterday. I had to pick up some dog food. And, of course, they have in a great line of Thanksgiving treats for your little ones. And, you know, it's the last day to go by there and get the Thanksgiving treats. Teresa and Amber. Amber is booked now through Thanksgiving, obviously. That's tomorrow. But she's also booked through the first week of December and is really, really, really booking up fast for December. Everybody likes to get their little puppers cleaned up going into the Christmas season. You need to give her a call. 300-2471. 300-2471. Call her. 300-2471. That's the number to get your grooming. I pay half of what I used to pay to get groomed. She smells great, looks great. She's happy. It's a casual, relaxed, comfortable atmosphere in there for dogs. They have a Thanksgiving Iron Bowl contest going on right now. You can post pics of your pet supporting his or her team. And if you share your picture with the 4 Healthy Pets website on Facebook, the pick with the most likes wins a goodie basket from 4 Healthy Pets. They also have Thanksgiving treats, lots of healthy turkey, cranberry, pumpkin treats to choose from. And don't forget, they're locally made, incredible chicken jerky treats. They're made right here in Montgomery, Alabama. These are wonderful, natural, dehydrated chicken treats, and they're sure to make your pet thankful and appreciative of you. They are fantastic sponsors of this program, and I cannot recommend 4 Healthy Pets highly enough to you guys. So go by there. No matter what the occasion, but go by there and make them a part of your life. Locally owned, Teresa knows everything there is to know, or I say she does. She probably claims there's something she doesn't know, but it's just incredible. Natural supplements and locally made stuff. It's just incredible. It's a different type of buying experience, and you'll appreciate it. Don't forget also this hour of the program, as it is each and every day, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Like them, share them on Facebook. Let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services right here in the River Region. So, my friends, we got a great few more hours of live local talk radio today. Of course, we'll be doing replays tomorrow. Dan will be in live Friday, so you can tune in for that as well.
Iron Bowl edition of the Iron Dan Moore Bowl Show. Edition.
Or as they say in Alabama, the Arn Bowl. A-H-R-N. The Arn Bowl.
I've never called it that. I always call it the Auburn, Alabama game.
Row Todd. R-O-W-T-A-H-D. Row Todd. or War Eagle, says the educated contingency. All right, guys, we got to run. 84, thanks for a good show.
Dan's going to hit you harder with that stick today to get you out of that chair.
I know,
after
I'm
that
already,
comment.
I'm already feeling it. Leave you with a little Charlie Parker chasing the bird because it's Thanksgiving. Get it? Chasing the bird?
You are so clever, Barry.
See you guys next Monday.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, 2,600 homes have sold and closed, with 200 homes under contract. Our average sales price is up from last year to $174,000. Statewide sales are up overall by 7%, and our average sales price is up 10%. Increased real estate sales indicate a better economy, which translates to more jobs and fewer foreclosures. With increased sales activity, then buyers and sellers feel more confident about putting their house on the market, and the buyers are able to see more homes before they buy, making them more informed about their home purchase. With interest rates at historic lows, buyers can buy more house for their money than ever before. Want to find out more? Call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson. You know, last November, I believe God gave America another chance with the election of Donald J. Trump. But he now needs the presence and leadership of Judge Roy Moore to make America great again. And that's why I'm asking my friends in Alabama to elect Judge Roy Moore to the United States Senate. Judge Moore is a man of proven character and integrity, and he has served Alabama and this country very, very well. I've known him for over 15 years, but recently I've been dismayed and troubled about the way he and his wife Kayla have been persecuted.